Saga Egmont presents Bret Easton Ellis and the Other Dogs by Lena Wolfe. Translated from Swedish by Frank Perry. And read by Kristin Atherton. Meat is cut as roses are cut. Men die as dogs die. Love dies like dogs die, he said. Charles Bukowski, $5. Chapter 1. Not everyone gets to choose how they die, Alba.
It was Friday 2 weeks ago, Valentino told me on one of the days he drove me to school. Alba Cambo and I met up at 10 that morning and went for a spin in the car. They were playing Vivaldi on the radio. I'd pushed the top back and it was a lovely day. The kind of day when the air smells of figs, salt water and sweet exhaust fumes. Alba was sitting in the same place you are now, her head against the neck rest, looking up at the roofs as we drove through the streets and avenues. I recognised the music they were playing on the radio and hummed along to it while driving. I could never make love to Vivaldi, Alba said at that point. Vivaldi's beautiful, don't you think? I said. That's why, she said. Imagine making love to the Gloria. Only saints can do that. And saints aren't supposed to make love. Saints should be saintly. I thought about what it would be like to make love to Vivaldi. Maybe she was right. Maybe it wasn't for people like us to make love to Vivaldi. It's the sort of thing some people are able to do, while others can't. In any case, it didn't matter in the slightest at that moment. I had no intention of asking her to make love to Vivaldi. I was planning to ask her something else entirely. I was wondering how I should put it. I wanted to say something really big. Something really important. Only no matter how I tried to word it, it sounded banal. Since the first time I saw you, on the beach in San Remo, it sounded banal. San Remo sounded banal. It is a banal town, but that was where we met. Ever since I met you, Alba, it's as though a bird has lodged itself in my heart and built a nest. It's the bird of love. It's you. That sounded banal as well. Only then it struck me that the banal is sometimes what's most true. I was going to tell the truth, and even if the truth sounded banal, I was going to say it anyway. That was the price I was prepared to pay for telling the truth. I went over the different ways of putting it again and again. I kept thinking, I'm going to turn towards her and say it now. But when I had finally mustered the courage, I saw she had fallen asleep. We parked near Plaid d'Elborn. She woke up, and we walked around on the lookout for a good restaurant. We kept walking, and it felt as though Vivaldi's notes were dancing in my ears. Could you make love to this? I thought. Maybe if you were very old or very young. We sat at a bar and ordered drinks. We raised our glasses to each other and drank. The alcohol filled us up and made us happy. We started teasing each other. Then, all of a sudden, she put on a serious face and said, Valentino, do you want to marry me? And I couldn't take it in. I really couldn't take it in at all. This wasn't how I had imagined it. It was meant to be my question. In my world, it's the man who pops the question. In my world, there are certain things the man has to ask, and that's not because I'm old-fashioned, but because everything turns out better that way. Who wants a feminist woman in his bed? Who wants a feminist man in her bed? We should always endeavour to be someone else when we make love. That's the only way out.